Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Why is it something doesn't go right that the first thing you assume is God let you down? The Word didn't work. Couldn't we consider anything else? That God let us down? The faith of God didn't work? Could it be, possibly, that we, moi? That we did what these guys did. Imitation. Go with me to John 4th chapter, please. Isn't that something? Jesus, I know. Paul, I know about. But you? Who are you? And then he commenced to beating the tar out. I mean, we're laughing, but it wasn't funny to them. I mean, they got a whooping, a beat down. Yikes. And if you watched it, you could conclude, oh, man, don't do that. Don't stay away from that faith and the name of Jesus, authority and deliver. Don't get caught up in all that. Man, you wind up in the hospital. But it's not true.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus cast out spirits with his word.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right?
Paul did. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And we do have authority over every unclean spirit. In the name of Jesus. Do we? And you resist the devil, he has to flee. But you got to have faith. Not pretending to be a pilot, but being a pilot, not pretending to have faith. Man, it's taken me 20 years to have some confidence to pilot the planes we're flying. You know, it'd have been nice to just say, I'm a pilot. Let me in there. Well, I probably wouldn't be here talking to you about it. And then folks say, I just don't understand. I thought Brother Keith was a faith man. How come God let him die in there? Well, no, how come Brother Keith was a dummy? And faith you don't learn all about overnight or in a week. Can you see that? Or in a month or two. And if you're not applying yourself and being fed and growing, you're not going to develop at all. And if you decide, well, I did something and it didn't work, so I'm leaving that church and I'm leaving this bunch and I'm not doing that anymore, sad for you. Because what are you going to do in the place of it? In the stead of it? I'll tell you, nothing. Believe a lie that it's all up to God. Believe a lie that it's all up to God and whatever happens is His will. And oh, brother, the enemy is going to kick you up and down the street and you'll blame God for it like a foolish one. There is no substitute for what we're talking about. There is no other way to live victoriously. The just shall live by faith. Does that do something for you? Come on, does that? Oh, yeah. You know why? Because it pleases God. And it's the truth. You can overcome anything in this world with your faith in God. You can receive. It doesn't get too big. You can receive anything. And it pleases your Father. It pleases Him. Hallelujah. I like this new series. I like, you like it? Okay. Real faith. Look at your neighbor. Help them out. Say, real faith. Real faith. Real faith. One of the things that are phony faith is imitation faith. And what I mean by that is imitating another's faith. You can't get by on what you perceive to be other people's faith. No matter how much you love them and respect them, their faith is not your faith. Just because it's real to them doesn't mean it's real to you. Just because it was real to Paul doesn't mean it was real to the seven sons of Sceva. He had a leading of the Spirit. You'll see when there was that damsel that had that spirit of divination. For all we know, they could have seen something like that. Exactly. But what they may have missed, he didn't do a thing with that for many days. Until, obviously, he got something from God. Can you see that? And then he did it by the Holy Spirit. And she was delivered, man. Well, they didn't get all that. They missed all that. They just got the phrase and the stance and the look and the whooping. And we've all been there. We've all made mistakes. John 4, are you there? John 4 is the account of the encounter that Jesus had with the Samaritan woman at the well. And you know, he told her to call her husband and come. And by a word of knowledge, he revealed that she had five husbands, and the guy she was living with now wasn't her husband. And she said, "I perceive you're a prophet." And yeah. And anyway, they talked about where was the right place to worship and how to worship. And Jesus revealed it's not where you worship, that the Father seeks those that worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. But the Bible said in John 4:39, this woman went back to her city and she testified about what she had experienced with him. And John 4:39 says, many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified. She said, "He told me everything. Man, he told me my whole life. He told me everything I did." And as she was telling them about her encounter with Jesus, her experience with Jesus, the Spirit of God dealt with them that it was true, and they believed. But that wasn't the end of it. Verse 40, when the Samaritans were come to him, so all this bunch, they came to Jesus looking for him and besought him that he would tarry with them. So he did. He stayed there 2 days, and what do you think he did while he was there? He was ministering to them, preaching to them, teaching them, talking to them, 2 days. Verse 41, and many more believed because of his own word, and they said to the woman, or are you there? Verse 42. They said to the woman, "Now we believe." Oh, somebody say, "Now."
Now,
now we believe. Not because of what you said. For we have heard him ourselves. And we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Oh, friend, so much is here. Now we believe. Well, what were they doing before then? I don't know. Mental assent? Conjecture? I don't know. But now we believe. Not because of what you said. We have heard him ourselves and not think so, guess so, maybe so. We know. We know the seven sons of Sceva had not heard him for themselves. And they didn't know. They had seen some things and they were imitating them and trying them. The Bible said, reading Hebrews 11, great faith chapter, it said when Moses led the people through the Red Sea, when it parted, of course, he heard from God. They're following him as he follows the Lord. The Egyptians, trying to do it, drown. That's the difference between doing it and trying it. The Israelites did it. Why? Well, get this. How does faith come? What did they hear? What specific word? Moses heard. Why are you standing here crying to me? Go. Go where? Right there. You mean through that? And they stepped out by faith on that word. Come on, can you see that? They heard from him for themselves. They stepped out on the word, and miraculously the walls were up. Hallelujah. Of water, and they went through. But now the Egyptians, can they have that same faith? What did the Lord tell them? Let my people go. They can have faith to let them go. Do they have faith to cross? He didn't tell them to cross. He told them to let my people go. But they just saw them cross. And so the Hebrew says, so they essayed to do it. That's King James. We'd say they tried. They tried it. Trying will get you far enough to drown. Got them far enough from the bank that when the wall collapsed, they couldn't get back. Because they hadn't heard from God. They're just trying to do what they saw them do. They actually had a different word. Their word was, let my people go. Leave them alone. Let them go. How many know you can't just imitate somebody else? You can't just take what God said to them and step out to do that when he didn't say that to you. Imitation faith is a form of phony faith. And we need to know this. And we need to not just be dependent on somebody else's faith, and they heard from God and what God did for them. And it's great that we've got examples. It's great. We need them. We need inspiration. We need examples. But when it comes down to your life on Monday morning, come on, y'all listening, and the decisions you make and what you're doing, there is no substitute for you hearing from him for yourself. And when you do, then you know. Hallelujah. They said, now we believe. That's faith. Now we're in faith. Why? Not because of what you said. We've heard him for ourselves. And we know. Glory to God. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.